Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
The massive trade that came down late last night, sending Kevin Durant to the Phoenix Suns for Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson and Jay Crowder and four unprotected first-round picks and a pick swap. Really sending absolute waves throughout the West right now. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Canty, that came on the heels of the Lakers making a big trade, finally ridding themselves of Russell Westbrook in a three-team deal, sending away a lightly protected first-round pick in the process, and getting D'Angelo Russell, who we both, I think, agree, makes them infinitely better right now. The problem is, now that we have established that, when you have the Durant trade happen later on, how do we view the West as a whole right now? We still got 4 hours to the deadline.
Well, I think the class of the Western Conference is still the Memphis Grizzlies, the Denver Nuggets, and the Golden State Warriors whenever they decide to show up for the regular season. I think those are the teams that we look at. The Sacramento Kings, great story. The Dallas Mavericks, they're interesting. But when we think about the true title contenders, Carlin, I think those are the teams that we focused on. We'll see what happens with the New Orleans Pelicans, too, as they move forward and get healthier. But, I mean, the teams that we would look at, Denver, Memphis, Phoenix, I think those are the teams. The Clippers, the Pelicans, the Mavs, that's another group. The Golden State Warriors, when they show up, they're in a room by themselves. But I think this is a move that makes the Phoenix Suns relevant now in terms of a team that we think can come out of the Western Conference. I think that is the decision that Matt Ishbia, their new owner, made. They wanted to go for it while they still had Chris Paul as a valuable contributor and a leader on this team. You know, you got Devin Booker there, an all NBA caliber player, and you got DeAndre Ayton there as the big man that's going to be able to give you points in the paints, rebounds, and rim protection. So I think they made a move to get another player in Kevin Durant that they can give the ball to in the last 5 minutes of a playoff game where the defense is a little bit tighter, and he can get them a bucket outside of the structure of their offense. They don't want to solely rely on Chris Paul or Devin Booker to have to create. They can give the ball ISO KD, and that guy can take you home and get you a win. So I think that was why they made this decision, to be able to bring over a player that can get his own shot outside of the offense.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. You know, I couldn't help but think about LeBron last night, because here he is. I'm sure he was absolutely thrilled to get some help with D'Angelo Russell. And then you turn around and you had Kyrie going to the Mavericks earlier in the week, and now you've got Durant in the West with the Phoenix Suns. And we had a discussion about this yesterday on our show, Canty and Carlin, 3 to 7 on ESPN Radio, Eastern Time, that is. And it was based off of this comment from LeBron the other night after he had broken the record, and discussing how much longer he felt like he could play.
No, big fella, for sure. I know I can play a couple more years. You know, the way I'm feeling, the way my body's been reacting to me throughout this course of the season, you know, I know I can play a couple more years. It's all about my mind. You know, if my mind is still into it, if I'm still motivated to go out and try to compete for championships, because I feel like that's what I can still do for any group of guys, for any franchise. I can go out there and still help win multiple championships or win a championship. So that's my mindset, but it's all about the mind. If my mind is sharp and I feel motivated to go out and prepare myself every single day, then you're not going to continue to play this game.
I heard that the other night, and I immediately thought, okay, we're going to send a message here that, you know, I can do it for any franchise out of there. And maybe LeBron thinks about wanting to get out. You made the point yesterday, could be just LeBron sending the message to the Lakers that you need to clean this up and get me some help here to get us in a better situation. I do wonder, after last night, is there a chance that LeBron looks at this at the end of the year, whether it's Kyrie potentially coming in or not, where he says, you know what? Maybe I need to get back to the Eastern Conference to try to win.
Oh, a couple things there. I do think it's LeBron applying pressure on Rob Pelinka to move on from some of the draft capital that they have remaining, and they did that by attaching a first-round pick to Russell Westbrook's contract, shipping that to the Jazz, and in return ended up getting Malik Beasley, D'Lo, and Jared Vanderbilt, none of which precludes them from going after Kyrie this summer, but all of those players instantly become guys that fit into the Lakers' current rotation and become better fits to play alongside LeBron James than what they already had. So I love the move from the Lakers' standpoint. I just don't know that it makes them that much better where you can talk about them being a serious contender in the West. I look at the Lakers as a team that can get into a playoff series and potentially win a first-round series, but that's about it, Carlin. Like, I don't see them doing much more beyond that. So I think it's a move that can appease LeBron for the short term without compromising what their plans are this summer. Now, when we look at the rest of the landscape in the West, could LeBron James ultimately decide that he wants out? I think he could, but that's a remote possibility just because I don't think LeBron made the decision to come to L.A. solely for basketball. LeBron came to L.A. to focus on other business ventures. At the time, he was filming Space Jam 2, and he's had subsequent other movie projects. He's got business ventures out there on the West Coast. So I think that's where he set up his hub, his operations. I think it would take a unique set of circumstances for him to decide he's going to leave the Los Angeles Lakers, one of which could be the prospects of playing with his son, Bronny, which he has communicated several times throughout the year. So if Bronny ends up going into the NBA and he's drafted to a team, I think LeBron James will try to move heaven and earth to get there. But I think it would take something like that for LeBron to leave the Lakers.
It made me think of really what happened with Tom Brady. And I think it's a cautionary tale in some ways. And I'm certainly not going to suggest that Tom Brady and LeBron James are the same person, but I think there's an equal level of competitiveness and hunger there. And whereas, for Brady, when he retired last year, for whatever reason that he did it, and then decided to come back 40 days later, how much of it was that competitive juice to go and win again when he needs that to feed off of? And we obviously saw what it cost him. I wonder if any of that has come back for LeBron the last couple of years. Of after winning the championship in the bubble, did it now become, with all the discussion about his legacy and who he is and who's the greatest of all time, and we leave that discussion to other people, how much there is the internal need now to add to that before he does walk away from it? And looking at that more now just as, hey, if I go somewhere else, it's a temporary situation. We could still be based here in L.A. That's kind of what I was thinking about it. Like, did something change in terms of the importance?
Yeah, it does change things because LeBron wants to be a present father. Like, he's at Bronny and Bryce's games all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, he's taking his kids to the Lakers Halloween parties. I just think in terms of him being present and helping the development of his boys and what they want to do with the game of basketball, I just don't see LeBron deciding I'm going to be a part-time dad. And him going to play somewhere outside of L.A. would mean that that's what the family is signing up for. And I just don't see him making that kind of decision. I just don't.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Still overpaying for a razor in this economy? Gross. With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top-shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club is available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the ad. On the way, Canty, we will get into the favorites now in the Western Conference. There was one team that seemingly took a massive step forward that really took it on the chin late last night.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Kevin Durant is a Phoenix Sun.
When you get Kevin Durant playing at the level that he has played with this season, what this shows is that Phoenix is going for it now.
Love the competition now that we can be in the same conference, and I welcome all that. Get to see him a little bit more, probably playing against Phoenix a lot more.
For Phoenix, you know, just a chance now to really make a run at a title.
If you had the Suns to win a championship before yesterday, you had them at least 18-1. You're feeling pretty good today. Canty,
that's
number,
what we call a good bet.
You want to take a stab at what the number dropped on Caesars Sportsbook from plus 1,800 to what?
I'm going to say plus 550.
Plus 500.
Wow.
They are now 5-1 to win the title.
Pretty close. I was pretty
after
close.
After getting KD. Not bad. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Nature Valley wants to see you and your family out there. When we share our love for out there, we inspire others to protect it. And that's what getting out there is all about. Nature Valley, life happens out there. Canty, the Western Conference odds as we speak, after these trades so far, by the way, still have 3.5 hours until the trade deadline, and we've got you covered from pillar to post on ESPN beginning at 1 o'clock with a five-hour NBA trade deadline show with everyone that you would want to hear from leading up to and after the deadline to analyze it. So we've got the Suns right now as the betting favorite. These are the teams in the Western Conference, all right? Out of the West, the NBA title odds. The Suns are at 5-1. The Nuggets are at 8-1. The Warriors, still having not found themselves, are at 13-1. Mm-hmm. The Grizzlies, 13-1. Clippers, 13-1. Mavericks, after getting Kyrie, up to 14-1. And the Lakers at 35-1. I got to tell you, the Lakers at 35-1 is not terrible.
The Lakers aren't winning a championship.
I know. I'm talking about throwing 10 bucks down on it, though.
Yeah, I hear you. You're looking for value. I'm looking for probability. Like, I just, the Warriors are going to be there, so that's not a bad idea to put
13-1, not bad there.
It's not bad to put some scratch on them. I don't trust the Denver Nuggets, even at plus 800. And I don't know, Carlin, maybe the Grizzlies?
13-1?
It might not be a bad way to go. It could be their year this year, you know, with the way that that team is playing. So I would, if I had to put some money down on three teams, those are the three teams that I would roll with.
So a team that I thought really had a great chance prior to the last 24 hours or had improved their chances dramatically was the Mavericks because of the short-term opportunity with Kyrie Irving and Luka together. Because if there's one thing we have seen, it's that Kyrie can play where he does not have to be the ball dominant guy, even though that's kind of his game.
Yeah, but in a night where you don't have Luka Doncic, like right. last night, Kyrie can go out there and be your lead scorer, drop 24 in a win over the L.A. Clippers, a team that's been playing well with Kawhi Leonard.
And it's a team in the Mavericks that took a major hit with these two trades that happened. First of all, let's hear from Kyrie on the trade of Kevin Durant to the Phoenix Suns.
I'm just praying for his happiness and praying for his well-being. We had a lot of conversations throughout the year of, you know, what our futures were going to look like. There was still a level of uncertainty, but we just cared about seeing each other be places that we can thrive, and whether that be together or whether that be apart. There's never been one moment where I felt like he's been angry at me for decisions I've made or I've been angry at him. We've just tried to understand each other a lot better and grow as human beings, grow as brothers. You know, his business changes so quickly. He's getting a little bit older. I'm getting a little bit older. I just love the competition now that we can be in the same conference, and I welcome all that. Get to see him a little bit more, probably playing against Phoenix a lot more, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Everything else in between, I just am glad that he got out of there.
Look,
get to see him a little bit more. They were teammates a week ago. Get to see him a little bit more.
Well, usually one of them wasn't at work.
What the hell, man? My goodness.
Well, but if you gave Durant truth serum, what would he say about Kyrie Irving? Would he actually, if it was just a quiet
moment.
The
worst professional decision that I've ever made.
Yes.
In other words, that has to be the sentence out of his mouth.
Do you think
he left the Golden State Warriors, which is an ideal basketball situation, Carlin, not just in terms of, you know, the culture and the sustained success, but actual basketball fit, how Kevin Durant fit within that motion offense and the way that they shared the ball. Like, that was that was tailor-made for what Kevin Durant does best, and it worked. So much so that he won two championships and got two finals MVPs. And you left that to sign up and play with Kai in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Like, look, you bet on it being able to be better in Brooklyn with Kyrie Irving, somebody that is a friend of yours and somebody that is a top 10 to 12 talent in this league. You signed up to make it work with him after seeing what happened at the end of Kai's career in Cleveland and at the end of his tenure in Boston. You signed up for that rather than to continue to run it back with the Golden State Warriors, an organization that has not made any compromises in terms of paying the luxury tax on those high salaries to keep that core players together. That, to me, is the most baffling aspect of all of it.
See, it's not baffling to me because
it is.
I understand. It was a bad move. It was a bad move. Don't get me wrong. But it wasn't baffling at the time, because where was the criticism coming from of Durant? Well, the only way he's won a title is by joining that team.
And but who cares, though?
Who cares, Carlin?
If you're winning rings, who cares? Right now, like, if he stays on that Golden State Warriors team, let's go out the first season, 2019, he'd probably have two more rings on his resume.
Yep.
So he'd have four championships instead of two.
Yep.
At that point, who cares?
But
if you got four championships and, you know, three finals MVPs, who cares?
Kevin Durant does, because Kevin Durant cares about how people view him. That's why he had burner accounts. That's why he fires back at everybody on Twitter. And so I'm explaining the reasoning. I'm with you in that he shouldn't have done it, but I believe...
How bad does it look now, though,
Carlin? Horrible.
I guess that's my point. How bad does it look now? Like, you can say, okay, these are the reasons why he left, none of which are any good.
No, the reasons
aren't good. And it turns
out
to be a disaster.
But he went
out. How bad does that decision look now? I think he gets far more criticism for making the decision to go to the Brooklyn Nets than he did for leaving the Oklahoma City Thunder and going to Golden State. When we look back on his career historically, that's what people will say, because he is the face of one of the most massive super team failures that we've seen across sports.
Well, it is a lack of self-awareness on his part in doing it. You know, we understand that Durant got hammered when he went to Golden State.
Yeah.
And then when he went out to try to do it on his own, he did not have a good self-awareness of who he was. Because what have we said about what that pairing was in Brooklyn? That Kyrie was the alpha. KD's not an alpha. Not knowing who you are and going to try to go out and build your own team and lead your own team. You looked at it and you trusted the wrong guy.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, Carlin. You give more fodder to the people that criticize him for leaving Oklahoma City in the first place. Oh, well, Kevin Durant couldn't do it on his own. Well, you proved those people right by going to Brooklyn and betting on Kyrie. You proved them right.
See,
if you don't go to Brooklyn, it would end up being a sports hypothetical that no one could ever prove, Carlin. That's the point. It gets washed away as you stack championships.
It wouldn't even be Kyrie, though. Or it wouldn't even be Brooklyn, though, as much as it was Kyrie. Like, that's ultimately where his biggest mistake is, right? Can't he, if he had been paired up with somebody else, that would have been, like, could you have seen this working out better if, could he have won a championship in Brooklyn if he had just, you know, worked it out with Harden eventually to get there and then a third piece that would have fit better?
With Ben Simmons?
I can't say that. That was a disaster from
Carlin, the problem with Kevin Durant is he doesn't, for as dominant as a player, we don't see the dominant leadership traits from him.
Nope.
And he needed a franchise that had that in place already, which is why Golden State was a great fit. He was the best player, but he needed a franchise that had a head coach that was strong, that had a core players that were established, and there were guys that could carry that leadership mantle and hold everybody to account. He didn't have that in Brooklyn. And organizations, when they turn over the keys to superstars, they rely on them to bring those intangibles, to bring that leadership, and KD didn't do that. So I think there could have been some friction no matter what star he paired with in Brooklyn, because KD does not necessarily have the dominant leadership traits.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is this the biggest disaster in sports history and team building? And can super teams actually work? We want to hear from you on that, because if anything has been proven, it certainly has been proven that it's exceptional.
Without LeBron James, super teams don't work.
It appears that way.
It's that simple.
For damn sure.
Greeny, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg, letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm not sure there's ever been a more perfect guest for this show, and we'll explain in 30 seconds when that guest joins us. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance. If you're looking to hire talent for your team, ZipRecruiter is the MVP of finding great candidates. Its matching technology hustles to find qualified people for your job. Pile on the talent. Try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. Austin Eckler of the Los Angeles Chargers joins us right now on ESPN Radio. Kenty, his nickname is Pound for Pound.
Yeah.
And we have dubbed ourselves, and I think justifiably so, Pound for Pound, the biggest talk show in sports talk radio.
That is true.
I have a feeling the pound for pound means something a little different for Austin Eckler.
Yeah, it's a little more real for Austin Eckler. Yeah.
Austin, we're a combined north of six bills, so that's probably why. And
probably closer to seven, but that's neither here nor there.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Just out here, you know, the Super Bowl experience, and looking forward to this week.
What do you? Where did you get pound for pound from?
So my training coach, my rookie year, was like, man, you got to be one of the pound for pound strongest guys. You know, it's not on the team in the NFL, and so it stuck. He used to call me pound for pound, like, hey, pound for pound's here, and so everyone started calling me that. And so it was one of those nicknames where I didn't give it to myself or didn't really agree to have it. It was just given to me, and so that's where the story it started. It's caught on apparently.
Austin, word on the street is that you, Saquon Barkley, and Nick Chubb have talked about getting together to see who the strongest running back in the National Football League. Is there any truth?
You know,
is there any truth to that rumor out there?
You know, that would be some good content, you know, not going to lie. That's something that we should definitely do. We could sell a sponsor, you know, like we could definitely make that happen. But no, we haven't decided to fully commit to it yet.
No, you got to attach the money to it. You don't do these things for free, right? You do something for.
Oh well, yeah, no.
Yeah,
you yeah, do something that glorious needs to be. Yeah, needs to be sponsored.
All right, so Saquon's nickname is Saquad because he's got ridiculous quads. So, what would be your outstanding physical feature there, or are his quads overrated?
His quads are definitely not overrated. They're huge. Like, I have big quads, and, like, people say my quads are big, but you see his, and his are, like, double mine. And it's like, wow. So, yeah, definitely not overrated. But his, I don't know. I would say my feature would be the quads, but going against him, it's like, well, not anymore. You know?
Austin, they say that the running back position is one of the most devalued position in the modern day NFL. Now, you're a guy that's led the league in total touchdowns over the past 2 years. Just from your perspective, when you hear people talk about the running back position being devalued or running backs potentially being overrated, what do you say to push back on that argument?
It's a tough argument, just because, you know, as far as if you look at pay, you know, that's what it is, right? We're paid less comparatively to, like, receivers and things like that. Our market is smaller. And so you look at our impact on the game, right? You know, I scored 18 touchdowns, 20 if you include playoffs last year, you know, 20 the year before that. Like, my impact on the game is so huge, you know, for getting in the end zone, obviously. And then, you know, add another 1,600 yards this year, 1,500 yards last year. It's like, how can you really argue? It comes down to liability, right? When it comes to the running backs. And so for us, it's super important to make sure we're staying healthy, and that's going to help you, right, get your true value as far as from the market, from being able to negotiate your contract.
Austin Eckler, the Los Angeles Chargers, joining Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. But, you know, last 2 years, you include playoffs, you've got 40 touchdowns. So what has separated you from everybody else in that regard over the last 2 years?
Ooh, I think what's been consistent with me is – just that consistency, right? Like, I've been able to stay healthy. I've been able to stay available. And I've been able to be effective, especially down in the red zone, right? And it's shown, you know, when you look at the fantasy stats, when you look at the touchdowns, right? The efficiency rating as far as catching, running, all that stuff, it's like it's there, right? It's at a point where it's at a high level, and I've kept it there for 2 years in a row now, looking to do it again and run it back for everyone for a third. So, really, that's my goal every single year, is to continue to be efficient. That's really all I focus on. And then during the off season, right, what is it? It's focus on, you know, getting out my body, getting it, you know, built back up to take on the NFL season, so I hopefully, you know, can last the entire time and not get injured.
Talking with Chargers running back Austin Eckler on Greeny. And Austin, your organization made the decision to move on from OC Joe Lombardi. They pivoted, hired Kellen Moore to be the new offensive coordinator. Not sure you've had any contact with Kellen Moore, but I mean, what excites you about the prospects of working with him and what he brings to your offense?
Yeah. You know, he reached out to me right as soon as he got hired. And okay. Then, you know, we had a little conversation, and then it's like a mesh. It's like, you know, we have these coordinators that are across the league, and not saying they're bad or good or anything, but, you know, you need to find a good chemistry that works. And so, you know, we got Kellen coming in. It's going to be a new opportunity for us to have a new chemistry, and then we'll see how it plays out.
Austin Eckler joining us, Chargers running back. What don't people know about Justin Herbert?
What do they not know? I would say mainly that he, like, truly loves the game more than I've ever seen anyone really love the game. Where I asked him, like, hey, what would you be doing if you weren't playing football? He's like, I'd be coaching football. And so it's like he's that committed to just playing and hanging out with the boys.
Austin, Micah Parsons, the all-everything linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys, said that he's going to be rooting for his division rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, in the Super Bowl. Now, your division rival is also in the Super Bowl in the Kansas City Chiefs. Will you be rooting for Pat Mahomes and company on Super Sunday?
I will not be rooting for anybody in the Super Bowl. I'm more so just, look, I'm not playing, so it doesn't matter. Like, whatever. Good luck to those guys. I have some friends that play on the Eagles, so I'm rooting for them to do well.
But would you agree it's a little fugazi to root for a team just because they're in your division, when in actuality, you really should be rooting against them?
I mean, in actuality, you know, who gets to say who you root for? You know, like, I feel like it's more of a fan thing to, like, get into the hype as far as who you're going to root for, who you should be able to root for, shouldn't. That's like, it's bigger than I'm trying to get. I got to focus on my game, right, with the Chargers, and making sure that, hey, we can be there so we can root for ourselves next year.
All right, so tell us why you're joining us today, Austin.
Yeah, so absolutely. You know, with all the fan engagement, with all of, you know, the fantasy sports and everything, I've needed an opportunity to basically, you know, be able to connect with people. And so I decided to start my app. It's called Experience. And it basically, it's a way for me to sign jerseys, for me to do personalized videos, for me to do all of these other engagements in one spot.
How do people connect with you on that? Where do they go?
Yeah, you can find it on experience.net, or you can find it at the App Store as well.
And
as
it's
well as Experience.
Experience spelled
iOS
with EK, right?
Yes, exactly. EKSPERIENCE. And so it's just a unique platform that I've created that turned out to be a need that I guess I knew that was out there, but really it's been taken off because I've been just connecting with so many people lately.
Well, Austin, listen, we appreciate it. And if you're, we just wanted to let you know that in the last 10 minutes, we have trademarked pound for pound. So you're out on that money. Sorry.
Oh, man. All good. You can have it.
Appreciate it, man. Austin Eckler of the Chargers. Thanks again, man.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, big fella, I got to say this. If Saquon, Austin Eckler, and Nick Chubb get together to see who the strongest running back in the NFL is, we got to be there to provide the play-by-play and the color for that.
Oh, event. There's no question.
We have to be the show that does that, right?
Yes.
They're trying to see who's the strongest running back in the NFL, and we're pound for pound the biggest show in sports radio. Like, we absolutely have to do that.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
You have seen my calves. You would agree that they are spectacular, correct?
I don't know if I would describe him in that way, but okay.
Silence was deafening.
It really, Bubba.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Bubba, let's bring you in. Bubba, do you remember seeing my calves not too long ago?
I mean, I've never forgotten that day.
I mean, if I were to match up my calves against those three, I think I got a shot. I mean, listen, I don't have much. My calves are sublime.
Probably your number one feature.
Not probably. It is.
Yeah, so I'd say you got a shot.
The camera on the ESPN app is zooming right in on them right now, Carlin. You got to roll up those jeans.
Carlin, I don't know that your calves allow you to be as explosive as their calves allow them to be.
It depends where we're going.
Whoa, impressive.
Yeah,
whoa.
See?
Oh, my whoa. Gosh.
You know what there is there? Even. Definition.
Cat-like.
There is pure definition there, my friends. I'll put my calves up against anybody. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, in for Greeny today, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Let's get a couple of calls in, Canty, on Kevin Durant, the Nets, and if you, in fact, can build a super team. Marcus in North Carolina is up first on ESPN Radio. Marcus, what do you got?
Hey, how y'all doing? First off, thanks for having me this morning or afternoon, whatever time it is where you guys are at. When it comes to super teams, I think, I get criticized a lot because I'm a huge Dallas Mavericks fan. You know, I'm always going to let everybody know what happened in 2011. But when it comes to super teams, I think it depends on your definition, okay? Like, let's say society has their own definition of what a super team is. You got three superstars on one team. So to most people in the world, that's a super team. It doesn't matter what the rest of the team looks like. You know, to me, a super team is a team that's overall just all around good. And that's just my own opinion. You know, when you look at a team like the 2011 Dallas Mavericks, they were, you know, on fire from top to bottom. You know, I could sit here and name that whole roster all the way from Brian Cardinal to Page. So
yeah, we don't need to.
You know.
Nobody would qualify that 2000. Nobody would qualify that Dallas Mavericks team as a super team.
No, thanks for the call. They wouldn't. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when you're trying to put the big name, big money guys together, all already made, so to speak. Super team is not the Golden State Warriors either, because they were all drafted and developed by the Warriors.
Carlin, they won a championship before Kevin Durant. They won a championship after Kevin Durant. And those big three, Clay, Dre, and Steph, were all drafted by the Golden State Warriors.
Vince is up next on ESPN Radio. Canty joins us right now. Vince, what do you got, dude?
Hey, I think that the experiment in Brooklyn was not a fade because, unlike football, where you get a good coach and you pitch and catch and you do your job, you have to have chemistry. Just like the teams back in the days, the Reggie Miller, Dale Davis, and Antonio Davis and them, they had chemistry. Utah, they had chemistry. I don't care if you put three Shaqs on one team. If they don't have chemistry, it's not a good fit. Thanks for having me.
So you're saying chemistry in football doesn't matter? I'm confused.
Of course it matters. I don't know what he's trying to say there.
I don't get that one.
And here's the other thing. This is now, as an organization, granted, led by different people at different times. Mm-hmm. As an organization, this is now twice where they've gone after it. You know, they went after it with the Garnett-Paul Pierce deal years ago to try to put that together.
Yeah.
To win a title, and they gave away all those draft picks to the Celtics that turned into
Jason
Tatum.
That's a different situation, though, Carlin. They had to do something to be relevant. They just moved from Jersey to Brooklyn. They were trying to make a splash. I get what Mikhail Prokhorov was doing there. That is different than what this is, because those guys were all past their prime.
Yes.
Kai, KD, James Harden, those guys were viewed as players that were still within their prime and should be the most explosive offense that the NBA has ever seen. And it turned out to be anything but, because those guys only played 16 games together.
If you are looking at the West right now, who are you taking to come out of the West?
I'm probably taking the Memphis Grizzlies or the Golden State Warriors, Carlin, in all honesty. I don't believe in the Denver Nuggets. But let me just say this about super teams in general and the Brooklyn Nets. Carlin, we look at this and we juxtapose that in comparison to what the Knicks have been, because that's who KD and Kyrie were supposed to be deciding between when they came to New York. If you're a Nets fan, do you feel better or worse that your team went for it? And if you're a Knicks fan, do you feel better or worse that your team didn't get involved with KD and Kai? Because at least I give the Nets credit for going for it. What the hell are the New York Knicks doing with all those draft picks? It's clear they ain't going for it.
No, and they should have when they had a chance with Donovan Mitchell, and I would much rather have gone for it, Canty. I would much rather have gone for it, because while it didn't work out and it was an abject nightmare, you still took a shot, and it's what you had to do.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio, or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.